Linda, you're sitting having a lovely cup of tea now after this wonderful show. I've been chatting with Rose Prince about all the different categories and judging the baking of various bits and pieces. I hear you put some jam in.
Yes, jam and jelly, marmalade and lemon curd. Yes. One or two prizes, yes.
Fantastic, you won two prizes.
Two firsts and a second and a third.
Well, I have to say, I'd be tickled pink if that was me.
Yes, well, I am very pleased. It's a lot of hard work, yes.
So give me a tip here. What's your secret to making a prize-winning marmalade?
I don't know. I just follow a recipe and hope it turns out well, really. You know.
Which recipe were you following this year?
Oh, out of an old book we've got, you know, just nothing modern. I think it's probably 50 years old, the recipe book that I took that from, yes.
And when do you make your marmalade? In January?
Just last week, actually.
Really?
Yes.
They're not using Seville oranges either?
No, it was a grapefruit with lemon marmalade.
That's amazing. I sort of assume that you only really make your preserves around about sort of January time. That's amazing. And are you tickled pink that you've won best marmalade?
I didn't win best marmalade. I won best jelly with red currants, which I grew in my own garden.
Yes.
And I had a first prize with raspberry jam.
Right, okay, so it was a raspberry jam as well.
Raspberry jam, yes.
And did you make that last week as well?
No, that's been made 2 or 3 weeks.
And is the competition very high when you're doing these sort of things? Is it quite sort of tense, or are you quite relaxed about it all?
Well, I've done it for a few years now, so I just... And all what I make is what I would use at home in any case, so it isn't really made for the show. But it's handy if you've got the stuff there for the show when the show comes along, you know.
So how many years have you been coming to this show?
Oh, at least 20.
And every year, William Sitwell rocks up with a different celebrity, doesn't he?
I think so, yes. Don't ask me who it is, because I don't know.
she's very well known this year. She's Rose Prince, who writes for The Telegraph. She's a fantastic food writer. And what would you say this show brings to the community?
Well, just look round, look at all the people here. So obviously it's... You know, a lot of community spirit here. A lot of people love to come to this show, which I like to come to this show.
And do you catch up with people perhaps you might not see during the year?
Yes. Yes, there's people here that I only see at this show each year. Yes.
I mean, in terms of sort of being in Northamptonshire, have you lived here for a very long time?
I live only 4 miles from Northampton. I live in a village called Harleston. So I come quite away. It's quite a few miles drive for me.
So do you have to live in the village to put your produce in then?
No. It's an open show to people outside the village, so which is quite nice, really.
Do you know what? I reckon I might put my jam in next year.
You have a go then.
I might just do that.
Okay.